Well, I'm looking forward to our open lines tonight. Sort of full moon open lines. Full moon was about a day or so ago, but it's still up there. It really is. Hey, my son and his wife took our two little, my six grandchildren, took two of them, little five-year-old and little three-year-old, out to see fireworks tonight. And this was, they were finally at an age where they can appreciate it. But the weather in St. Louis is just magnificent. And they went out and just had a great time doing that. And, you know, I got to tell you, you know, I had a story yesterday that a lot of people, not by the millions, by the thousands, are renouncing their U.S. citizenships. They're moving out of the country. They're just not happy with the way things are happening. And I got to tell you, I'm not happy with the direction of the way things have been going in this country. But I'm not leaving. I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting, nor should you. We've got to make it better. This is still the best country on the planet. We might not have the greatest elected officials. And we might have some greedy corporations doing whatever they do. But this is the best country on the planet. Make no mistake about it. I think it's a cop-out to some of these people who want to flee to go to a different country. Because mark my word, one day they'll be begging the United States to come help them wherever they might be. Anyway, we're going to have open lines for you tonight on the so-called open lines of full moon open lines right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to our Independence Weekend programming. Connie Willis will be live for you on Saturday, and then I'll be back live on Sunday. So we've got you covered during the full weekend. Let's go to the phones. Let's pick it up by going to Joe in the Bronx in New York.
Hey,
good
Drew,
morning, Joe.
How
good.
You
hope you're well. Family's well.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Happy 4th of July to you.
Thank you.
I wanted to, I appreciated the AC/DC segment you had last night, last show. I wanted to ask if perhaps you could arrange to get one of the members of the Grateful Dead on, because they're celebrating their 50th anniversary in music, and I believe there's five shows left that they're doing. They did one today in Chicago. But I think there's a lot of history behind that band. Also, I'd like to thank you for having Mark Leslie on recently. And he mentioned Jack Kerouac's name, and that motivated me to start writing an article for a local paper on Kerouac. I've spoken to members of the Beat Generation, David Amram, who was a good friend of Jack Kerouac and is still alive. He's an American composer. He's 85 years old. He's an interesting guy. He would be a good guest. Also, you know, I'm a songwriter. I have a tune on iTunes, CD Baby, and Amazon currently. It's an urban R&B song. It's called Better Than Beautiful. Now, I'd like to know, now, how can I feature that song on your show, on your emerging artist segment?
Well, if you would send, and by the way, maybe we can get Jerry Garcia on through a medium. You never know, right?
That would be interesting.
If you would just send it into our office, send it to my attention, and I'll give it to Tom, and I'll say, you know, push this, get it on, and he picks the selections every month. I let him do all that, but send it to me, and I'll make sure I get it to him. I'm in St. Louis for a few more weeks, so you know, get it to me, and I'll be back there before the August the first Sunday.
All right, great. And that would be a CD.
Yes.
Okay. Great. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, George.
You should see Tom's office. He's got thousands and thousands of CDs there. I've told him, I said, Tommy, you got to go digital. You got to get all this on files because you're getting swamped. I mean, you can't see the guy. He's buried in his desk with all that. Let's go to Eva in Calgary, out there in Canada on the international line. Hello, Eva. Thanks for calling.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Sure.
George, I would like to sing the song which I got from the King of Heaven. I had near-death experience, which I call life eternal experience, because it was the best I ever had. and history which I got. I am not going to tell you all my experience right now because we don't have time. And King of Heaven put on my heart to call you and tell you a little of the history and the message which I got. I am connected with the Kingdom of Lao for many, many years. I had injury in December 2001, then it's quite a few years, hey?
Yeah.
And the Kingdom of, sorry, I am very nervous.
don't be nervous.
The Kingdom of Lao, where we all go home singing the Song of Lao, and the Song of Lao is
spell that for me. When you say the kingdom, Eva,
the King of Heaven.
Eva, can you hear
Hello?
Me? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Can you spell that?
Can
the
you?
Kingdom of what? What is it?
Kingdom of Love, L-O-V-E.
L-O-V-E. Oh, Kingdom of Love.
Yes, Kingdom of Love.
Love. Okay. You're Russian, aren't you?
No, I am Czechoslovakian.
Oh, I'm close, though. Eastern European, because I picked up on your accent. Okay, Kingdom of Love, you're saying. Okay.
Yes, and this song is talking about the love of the King of Heaven, which shining from the stars of love, and that all heaven is shining that glory. And that glory of King of Heaven love is shining to everyone who has love. And the message for the people who has love and the good is that the heart of the King of Heaven, which is broken here in that earth, this earth was originally in the center of the Milky Way, called today was called Love Way. And this Milky Way called today is the throne of the King of Heaven in the universe one. And there is 800 universes.
800? Well, we knew that there were multiverses. I didn't know there were 800, but thank you. We allow you here on Coast to Coast, by the way. Let's go to Stan in Henderson, Kentucky. Welcome to the show, Stan.
Good morning, George.
Morning.
I'm first-time caller. I've been listening to you for about 3 years. I really enjoy
thank
your
you,
program.
Sir. How did you find us? I'm always curious how our listeners pick up on the program.
A friend of mine was telling me about it. He'd listened to it, so I went to the 1280 AM here and got and listened to your program.
That's super. Great station, too, down there.
I've got a couple comments, and I'll take my answers off there, the comment off there.
Okay.
My first comment is on the afterlife.
Right.
I have a theory, a personal theory, that it is when time and space are no longer relevant.
Okay.
And then the other one is, a little on a lighter note, it's the other night you had someone on about the moon. You said something about some pictures, said some vertical structures that
you've
seen on the moon. On a lighter note, maybe that's the old moon pie factory.
You never know. Hey, let me tell you about my take on the afterlife. Because I did waffle some time ago until one day it snapped back, and there's no question, especially when you all get up there in age, you begin to want to know what it is, what's going on, where are we going to go when we leave these physical bodies of ours. And I believe there's something there. I believe that it is a process of whatever this entire process might be, but that it's the real deal, and it exists. In some form or fashion, we exist forever. And it's not just a physical being anymore. There's way too much. There's way too much involvement with why we're here, who we are, not to believe that the afterlife is real. It's got to be, as far as I'm concerned. Back we go to more calls. We go to Steve in Lock Park, New York. Steve, good morning. You're up
George,
with us.
How are you? Thank you for
good,
taking
Stephen.
My call.
Thank you.
I'd like to comment, as far as the 4th of July goes, I want to ask all the listeners, what are we celebrating in this country? I believe that they have never done away with slavery, that they have found a new name for it. It's called China. They sent all our jobs overseas. And I think the next step that they're trying to do, because they seem like they're trying to conquer and divide this country, and I believe that they're trying, they will somehow, some way, try to do away with its people over here, because what else is left to sell in this country except the ground that you and I are standing on? I drove truck for years, and I drove the overseas containers up from the New Jersey piers, Newark, sure. New Jersey, up here to Buffalo, New York. Mm-hmm. And all our loads were from, they were all imports. They were from New Jersey up to Buffalo. If we were lucky, we had one load a month where we took something back down to the pier and actually exported it. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me gripe about the 4th. Everybody have a 4th of July. Have a good one. And great show, George. I love your show, buddy. I listen
to everybody. And let me tell you, nothing wrong with griping about the 4th, because we're all Americans here, and we want this to work. We want this country to work. You know, I gave 9 years of my life with the Navy because I wanted to. I was going to get drafted during the Vietnam era. My lottery number was 20. I was 21, 22 years old. And they found a little heart murmur in me. And you know what? I didn't have to go. I didn't want to go. And for years, it was always in the back of my head. You know, I had my children, and I kept saying to myself, geez, I never served. My dad was a World War II veteran, and it's something I wanted to do, and I got a direct commission in the Navy, went in as an officer, had to go through officer's candidate school in Pensacola, did all that, was stationed at the Pentagon, did all that, and I did my stint, for some reason, I outgrew my heart murmur, so I passed the test with flying colors, the physical, and in I went. And I'm glad I did. And as I said at the beginning of this, there's a lot of things that aren't right about what is going on in this country. You can feel it every day. People are just tired of it. They're fed up. You know, that little clip I used from the movie Network from Peter Finch playing the part of, you know, Howard Beale, he said, you know, we're fed up. Leave us alone. Enough is enough. And that's the way we all feel right now. But in terms of giving up with this country, not going to happen for me. Absolutely not. I'm going to stay here, and we're going to be on the air for years until we get this right one way or another. We're already making headway, for example, in getting the power grid insulated. Hasn't happened yet, hasn't happened fast enough. But we're starting to get people around this country talking about it. And we're going to keep pushing on that end. But we're going to keep pushing on everything else that we do. And if we get a little help from some of the other media folks, who knows what's going to happen. Maybe we can actually change this. But, you know, don't give up on the United States, folks. I mean, everybody has turned to this country for everything for years. And you know what? Though we've got administrations that have been disappointing, don't give up on it. That's the best thing I can say. Let's go to Chuck in the San Fernando Valley area in California. I know it well. Hi, Chuck.
Mr. Norrie, how the heck are you, sir?
Good, Chuck. Thank you.
I love KFI. You give me some time now. I listen to you. I love Joe Kwan on the local areas, everything.
Great people. Super station.
Can I tell you a couple things, sir?
Yeah, absolutely.
That guy that just called off the phone, this country needs a house cleaning from bottom to top, sir.
Yes. Yes, it does.
You agree with me?
Yep. Yep. Now, there's a few of them you'd want to keep, but there's a house cleaning that needs to be done.
My friend, we are in trouble, okay? Another thing I wanted to talk about with you, Mr. Norrie. Now, I'm not a racist, okay?
All right.
I sit and listen to you guys, and I hear all these bickerings and the Confederate flag. The Civil War was not fought over slavery, sir. Do you know that? It was political.
Well, the slavery thing came into it during the war.
Okay.
Right?
Let me mention this to you. Look it up on your internet. The Union, Honest Abe, was doing the triangular trade system with Europe during the war, sir. Okay, number two.
All right.
When they brought in black soldiers to fight, and I can quote this to you, soldiers were getting $13 a month to fight. They dropped the black regiments to 10.
They were saving money, weren't they?
Well, yeah, well, you know, my point is, Mr. Norrie, I've been listening to you a long time. Good program, by the way, sir. My ex-girlfriend turned me on to you and Art Bell in 2006.
Super. And call me George. You don't have to call me Mr. Norrie.
Oh, I respect you, sir. I like your program. Now, George, think about this. Is this racist? You know, the South, you're not going to like what I'm going to tell you, because I studied and researched. My brother taught me.
You're probably not wrong.
There you go, my friend. Okay, I want all these people and these individuals. I hate the word people because you know what, George? Look at all the crazy things that are going on with these idiots out there. I'm just a simple man. I'm in California. There's a lot of racism around me. I'm white. They hate me. I cut and bleed myself and work hard every day. Hell, I'm trying to figure out the 10th race from Belmont right now.
When you get that tip, email it to me.
I like your program. I want to get on radio because I'm a musician. By the way, AC/DC kicks butt.
Yeah, they are. They're good.
I used to play a lot of their tunes when I was in my cover bands, but they are good. But, George, this country needs a house cleaning.
Well, like I said, there's a handful of legislators that I keep. All the rest, I'd say take a hike. And what we need in government today are people who are honest and who have common sense and who simply want to get this stuff done. Heck, if I were president right now, and I don't want to be, and I'm probably not qualified, well, maybe I am, I'd be over there meeting with Vladimir Putin right now. Right now, and say, look, this trouble has got to stop. We need to be on the same side. We need to get this stuff fixed all over the planet. We can do this. And I'd be doing it in China, too. Nobody wants to annihilate each other. Have you ever met people from other countries when they come to the United States, when they're on planes? They love it here. And they're happy and go lucky. You ever go to Las Vegas? You see Asians. You see people from everywhere, Costa Rica. And they love the United States. Nobody wants wars. They don't want to kill each other. It's these political people who are screwing things up for us. Those are the people that need to be gone. We need some. This 2016 election, and we don't get into it. We aren't the political show. It's going to be interesting because if we get stuck with the same groups, we're not going to go anywhere. We're going to come back. More open lines in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Full Moon Open Lines here for you on Coast to Coast AM. Well, first of all, I want to tell you a little bit about our television show, Beyond Belief. As a matter of fact, the weekend of July 18th, I'm going to go back to Denver to tape four more programs before heading back to Los Angeles. You can watch the programs by going to this website, beyondbelief.com. That is beyondbelief.com. It is simple as that. And now it's time for our traditional shout-out to those of you who support Coast to Coast AM. Those of you listening to your favorite radio stations all across North America, including Canada, of course, 600 strong stations. Thank you so much. Coast Insiders, thank you for everything you do. Sirius XM, the Indie Channel 102. And then how about the various chat rooms that are out there? Into Infinity, Imaginative Worlds, the National Radio Club, Sorcery IRC, the MySpace groups, the Northern Kentucky Paranormal Group, the Above Top Secret folks, the SoCal UFO Meetup Group, the Hollywood Ghost Hunters, and our buddy Greg the Cook in St. Louis. Thanks for supporting Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with you, and let's go right back to our open line calls. Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I love the name of that town. Randy's with us on Coast to Coast. Hey, Randy, go ahead.
Hey, George. Hey, happy 4th to you and your staff.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, I love your program. Way back when. Hey, a question and a recommendation. I know for quite some time you talked with, especially like with Linda, about the apparent obvious populations of honeybees how they're being decimated or vanishing or what have
you. Randy, you're breaking up a lot, and I'm going to make sure we call you back. So, Nathan, if you would call Randy back, get his number, and see if you can get a better connection, and then let me know that you've got him on, because you were on hold for about 35 minutes, and I don't want to do that to you again. So let's see if we can get a better connection. Sounded like you were in an echo. Gary's in Santa Maria, California. Hey, Gary, welcome.
Oh, hi, George. First, I got to get to a little business. I haven't mailed your autographed copy of your aunt's book to you yet, but it will be
okay.
There, I promise.
That is okay.
You, I don't think you'd see it anyway because it was going to, you know, your attention, but I wanted to talk, if I can maybe eke an extra minute here out of why this Coast audience is such a tight-knit family and how important this family is to what you're doing with paranormal dating. It won't take me long. I'll try and be concise.
Okay.
Although some of the trolls out there criticize my being concise, so to speak. But there's a chemical that the brain emits called oxytocin that binds mothers to their children in childbirth. It's the chemical that's responsible for having an abused wife go back to her abuser time and time again. It forms a bond, a psychic bond, not just a chemical bond. When there's great emotion, good sex, sad stories, happy stories, that generates oxytocin. Your audience is tied at the hip. We all are. I mean, when I hear Annie from Alabama and her belief that something goofy is going on, you know, with her money, or Bill from Hartford and his personal demons on what happened with his room after his dad's death in him, and Jeff from Culver City, he's real special according to the...
You got them all down.
Well, I think we all do. We all do out here. But where it comes in is that, I mean, I've got all of the bells and whistles at paranormal dating, and they have not once have they... edited or failed to approve anything that I wanted to post. I had one girl kind of claim it was my own personal psychic manifesto.
Yeah, and it's paranormaldate.com, Gary. Not
paranormaldate.com. You got it. I've got the membership, but I'm trying. My perfect date is, if astrologically speaking, would be Marilyn Monroe, and of course you know that you have Marilyn Monroe's exact chart. So statistically speaking, with the number of people from coast to coast that are on there, there should be about 7 or 8 female-type minds that have your exact chart. That's one of the reasons I leverage. Every time I call coast to coast, it's an experiment in intention and in astrology. And we are all tied together because of the emotion that your guests bring.
Yes.
We live it. We breathe it. I understand the grid. I understand the harm the GMOs does. The chemical companies, Pfizer, the vaccines, just go right down the list. They're all controlled by the same cabal. The same people that have blocked the electric grid are blocking GMO labeling, that are blocking doing something about NSA spying. It's the same cabal that's entrenched in both political parties. Who are they? They're the ones that passed TPP that could drop the other foot on us at any time. But when we're reaching out through paranormal dating, and there's so many non-listeners on paranormaldate.com, that as your audience grows, we can connect. I can ask somebody what their birth sign is. I can do a chart. I can do their numerology. Now, their astrology part still isn't working. God help them. They're struggling like crazy. You know how that is when you tried to get the Coast to Coast app running for Android.
Oh, yeah.
You know how
yep.
many false starts you had?
Took a long time.
And they're working on it. First, I thought they were going to give up on it. They haven't. But it's not easy, folks. I've worked on big supercomputers, neural networks, artificially intelligent mainframes, the biggest in the world. And this stuff, even if you're good, is not easy. But we can connect in little groups of eight. Wouldn't you feel sorry for me, George, if I had seven women with Marilyn Monroe's mind and their mental patterns?
I'd feel so sorry for you, Gary, if you had seven Marilyn Monroes. So sorry.
But guess what? You would be compatible with them, too, at another level. And if I actually do get maybe two, maybe three that match perfectly, maybe we could get you in one of our small little intention groups. And then maybe we can find an autistic child with that same pattern and focus some intention on that child, or a veteran coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder that's also in our little group. And just our little group, just at a set time, 2 or 3 minutes a day, concentrate on some form of positive energy. There's so much good that small groups of 3 to 8 can accomplish. Remember, the Bible said, when more than two are gathered in my name, I don't care what religion you are. I don't care if Bill rejects religion out of hand. He's part of the family. How strongly can I disagree with a brother that's in my family? I can't. Your audience can't. You and I are connected. The audience is connected. I think I'm a little more connected to you. I just wish God didn't pull that practical joke on me when I was trying to find a Marilyn Monroe and he gave me George Norrie instead. Wonderful.
Well, hey, he did the best he could, Gary. He did. Hey, thank you for calling. You're one of the astute ones. I really appreciate what you do. Let's go back to Randy in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Let's see if we got a better connection with you, Randy. See, yeah, what we got with you, Randy. Like, go ahead.
Hey, George, can you hear me now?
Yeah, let's just hope it doesn't pop out on you again, but go ahead.
Sorry about that. Hey, happy 4th to you and your staff. I really appreciate your show.
Thank you.
Hey, a question and a recommendation. I know for quite some time, especially with Linda Moulton Howell, we talked about the vanishing honeybees.
Yeah.
Has the topic ever come up about vanishing fireflies, the populations?
I don't think so. Are they diminishing?
Apparently so, because my alma mater, Clemson University in South Carolina, this is their 5th year. They're into a project. It's the Vanishing Firefly Project, and that's the same. It may not be the same issue, but apparently the firefly populations. I mean, I remember when I was a youngster. I mean, they were like everywhere during the summer, but they're disappearing. But so this is the school's project, trying to ascertain scientific data to try to determine what may be the cause behind this. So this is maybe something to pass along to Linda or
somebody
else.
Okay, I will do that. I'll send her an email on that tonight.
Okay, and the other recommendation, I know when we talk about the unfortunate mass shootings, school shootings. I know that you speak with John Lott as a regular guest, and I've talked with him years ago because I write articles and do much of the same on the subject about the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
I talked to him when he was over at the American Enterprise Institute. But what I want to really recommend, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Don Cates Jr.
No, I'm not.
Anyway, back in 79, he really broke the news with his book. It's called Restricting Handguns, The Liberal Skeptics Speak Out. And actually, it's a text. It's a compilation of articles by liberal scholars. And when I mean by liberal, I'm not talking about today's liberal, which is political correctness, but I'm talking about from years ago that these were people that wanted to help the disenfranchised in our society, the poor, the elderly, and such. But he's a Yale grad. I think he's recently retired. I did catch him a few years ago. Unfortunately, it was another shooting. It was an interview by the BBC. But Don Cates, he's written quite a number of articles. He's got a website. He's a law professor, retired law professor, again, graduate from Yale's law school. And he's been in the forefront on the Second Amendment rights. I think he's been involved with a number of the Supreme Court cases as well. So
how's he spell his last name?
Yeah, Cates, just K-A-T-E-S.
Cates, okay. We'll track him down.
I was trying to send you an article, but for some reason it wasn't going through. So I'll make another attempt too. But
okay.
I think if you take a look at it, you'll find that it's quite fascinating. He's a very accomplished writer. Specifically, this is his topic. So I think he'd be
a
great, interesting guest. So
all right, George at coasttocoastam.com. Send it away and. Cates, Don Cates. Let's go to Brett in Garland, Texas, east of the Rockies. Brett, you're up with me.
Hey, George.
Hello there. How close is Garland, Texas, to Edinburgh?
Pardon? Oh, Edinburgh?
Garland is
a suburb of Dallas. That's way far away from Edinburgh.
Okay. All right, sure is. Right. I'm going to be in Edinburgh in another month or so.
Excellent.
A little speech. What's going on?
I called up to tell you something that I've found in the astrology of the United States. It's kind of alarming, and I understand why people are starting to leave the country. It's got to do with December 21st, 2020. And it all started, my explanation of this all started with the John Teeter story, strangely enough, because John Teeter mentioned that he was angry with people of our time because of Civil War,
that's right.
In the United States. And I thought, well, you know, I've used astrology for years. If you know how to ask the question and read the answer, it'll tell you the truth. And so I started studying what they call mundane astrology, you know, the astrology of countries and nations.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a cycle, a 180 cycle that's ending in 2020, and the whole economic paradigm for the whole world is changing then from an earth element to air element type of
But you see something big on the horizon, Brett?
Pardon?
You see something big on the horizon?
Well, the way this chart works is, yeah, it's kind of alarming. You cast a chart for the exact moment that Jupiter and Saturn are conjunct, because these mundane charts are based on the conjunctions and oppositions of Jupiter and Saturn, the planets of the economy. This one that happens in 2020 shows the United States in pretty bad shape. The government becomes totalitarian, and the people are angry and fighting back at the government, and the population is on welfare and broke. And
that's only 5 years from now.
Actually, this year is really when it all really begins. In the United States Vedic chart, there's a type of progression that they use that's different than Western astrology. And basically, we're going into a new cycle it's called a Rahu Dasha.
Well, I tell you what, Brett, because we don't have the time to go through the entire chart, but I want you to send me, because I'll read the email on the air, the highlights of what you think is going to happen between now and, as you said, 2020, and just kind of outline that for me, if you would. Send it to George at coasttocoastam.com. Let's go next to Nick in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Nick, welcome to the show.
Hi, George. How are you?
Good.
Good. You know, I didn't have any idea that you were going to mention tonight about the number of people that want to move out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I work on that topic full time. I'm a writer. And I can tell you my specialty, of course, is Latin America and Ecuador.
Okay.
And I've been watching for a number of years the number of Americans that have been going. And I will tell you, we watch this quite carefully, that about half of the Americans and Canadians that move to Ecuador are coming back in the first year or two back to the States.
And they're so glad. They kiss the ground, don't they?
Well, you know, and you would be surprised at the number of older people going. I've seen people even in their 80s moving there. But what seems to have happened was when we had the huge recession hit back in 2007 and 8,
yeah,
you have all of these people making $1,300 to $1,700 a month on Social Security. And there were a bunch of marketing companies that were advertising that you could live in Ecuador for $600 a month. Like,
oh, tricked them, didn't they?
And a lot of people bought into that, and most of them don't speak Spanish. And but the real issue, and this, am I allowed to mention the name of my book?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. It's in my writing name is Nicholas Crowder, but it's 100 points to consider before moving or retiring in Ecuador.
Hold on for a second, Nick. Hold on for a sec. We're at the top of the hour, and I'll come right back to you when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. We'll finish up with you.